Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Judiciary Chairman Goodlatte is calling for Eric Holder to resign. We're going to be getting to that today. A lot happening. The London Guardian asks, will journalists take any steps to defend against attacks on press freedom, or are they so bought and paid for they're going to go quietly into the night on that? The Tea Party's fighting back with a lawsuit against the Federal Reserve's collection agency, the IRS. Hey, House investigators are subpoenaing all communications on Benghazi talking points. We've got some clips that were dug up separately from Benghazi on IRS gate, where, as I had remembered, a year ago they had hearings with the director of the IRS denying that anyone was targeting Tea Party or conservative or Christian groups. I mean, this has been well known, and that was brought up because MSNBC was bragging about it. So they've now found those clips, and it's in a Mitch McConnell, Republican TV ad we're going to be playing. I saw it yesterday. I meant to get to it. We're going to air it coming up today. Bill O'Reilly, I mean, not only do we have Rachel Maddow coming out and lying and saying that I said that the tornado that killed a bunch of poor people, good souls up in Oklahoma, outside Oklahoma City and more, she said that I said Obama sent the tornado. When a caller asked about it, and all I said was, the caller's like, I think it's weather warfare. Somebody in Moore said that. And I said, well, they have that, but it's mainly general fronts they can weather modify. You're in Tornado Alley. This is probably real. That then turns into, of course, we have the full clip and articles we wrote about it, that I said he sent a tornado. Well, now Bill O'Reilly agrees that we should shut down people's free speech and that there needs to be mainstream media needs to be protected and have rights. But that the alternative media, blogs, news sites, you know, anything that isn't CNN or Fox News or MSNBC, that it needs to be shut down and that Facebook's doing a good job shutting down hate speech, like mothers that post photos of their autistic children at the March on Monsanto. We have one of those ladies, by the way, in studio today. She's already out there, amazing individual, who was actually able to reverse her child's autism. With some of the detoxing things that are out there. Andrea LaLamas is going to be in studio with us, censored by Facebook on record for her evil hate speech of marching on Monsanto with her cute little children. That is hate. And Bill O'Reilly says that's good. Then we can punch this article up for TV viewers. If not, go to Infowars.com. Bill O'Reilly smears Alex Jones in hate speech rant. And he just says it's time to stop hate speech and flashes up out of context about a 7-second rant I was making and then turns my face red. So here we are supporting the Justice Department not being able to go after News Corp and persecute them with blackmail over the phone hacking scandal in England because it's selective enforcement and meant to take down the whole press. Here I am supporting Rush Limbaugh not being kicked off the air last year with that whole thing of, you know, saying a woman wants us to pay for her condoms and birth control. You know, here I am not even agreeing with what he said totally, but saying he shouldn't be taken off air. And here I am supporting everybody's free speech, and then they're trying to get us shut down. That's how pathetic these people are. I mean, Bill O'Reilly knows about the Kennedy assassination. He had TV reports about it 20 years ago. I know people that know him. He was a anti-New World Order guy 20 years ago, 15 years ago. I remember seeing him on Fox News like 15 years ago talking about the Illuminati. But when he did that whole sexual harassment thing and settled it and, you know, would send security after people that called his show that disagreed with him and threatened people. I mean, he is a authoritarian dirtbag joke who hates freedom and who hates free speech. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans. Both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Because what you got is all that I need. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us here today. It is Thursday, the 30th day of May 2013. We are going to be here live for the next 3 hours. Ashley Jessica will be joining us at the bottom of this hour in about 25 minutes. She is an InfoWars auxiliary reporter, always does a great job. And she videotaped her girlfriend and herself being groped by the TSA. And it's been CBS News, you name it, everywhere, but not giving InfoWars credit for breaking the video, which is fine. Doesn't matter. We are still more and more setting the agenda of liberty, exposing the tyranny. So don't give us credit. Whatever. And it's been in, no exaggeration, I don't know, like 15 major newspapers. But she was interviewed by CNN. She was interviewed by a bunch of other TV networks. And then her interviews never aired. They covered the event, but then did interviews and then never aired her because they couldn't edit what she said out of context. That's why they never air my taped interviews, because I just say it in little info packets. I'm much better when I'm on an enemy program because I know I have limited time and it has a way of focusing me. And then they can't really edit anything out of context, so it makes them angry. That's why they come to the radio show like Rachel Maddow and MSNBC, and I could probably sue them. I could probably get a judgment, even though I'm a public figure, but I don't want to do that. They already hurt themselves worse than they hurt me. If they ever succeed in hurting me, I'll probably sue some people, because that's when the lawsuit's a sure thing. You know, saying that I said Obama sent a tornado to hit Oklahoma City, when a caller said, I think it's weather weapons. And I said, well, there are weather weapons. That's real, but I don't think this is a weather weapon. That turned into, I said Obama did it, which is a pure attempt to not listen to Alex Jones, to not have Alex Jones on the radio, to not have people come on my show. And now Bill O'Reilly has come out and said it's time to shut down hate speech in America, and then played a clip of me completely out of context. This is a guy who put caller ID on his radio show that was unpopular and failed. And if someone disagreed with him, he's such a bully punk. So I'd like to get in a boxing ring with Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly, I challenge you to a pay-per-view boxing match. You think you're so tough. Now, your dad was a tough Irish cop, beat you up, you say. Well, come on. You think you're a lot bigger than me? Let's get in the ring, buddy. In fact, you can bring one of your buddies. I can only wake up when there's two people to fight. You and whoever you want in the ring, let's go, punk. All right, you think you're so tough, you try to intimidate your guests, you get in their face, you turn their mic off, you get in their face and poke your finger in their face, you big fat bully. You sit there whenever you're scared to have me on your show. Of course, you get like 10 million viewers. You normally have about 2 million. Let's pull up his latest ratings. They've dropped a lot. I mean, sure, you're coming down fast, but you're miles above MSNBC and CNN. But still, I mean, you're jealous. Your radio show failed. You're a failure. And I'm going to get to this. The reason he makes me so mad, and you know I don't attack other people in media until they attack me and lie about me. And he gets up there and agrees we should shut down hate speech, which is anybody criticizing the corrupt media and government. And all these old fake neocons, all these fake conservatives, all these fake liberals, all these socialists, all these authoritarians, they're all the dying dinosaur media in a perfect storm with the rotting government. Their ratings are all dropping, our ratings are going up, and they know that, and they're upset. And so they're circling the wagons like you know what, circling the toilet bowl. Like Karl Rove, Turd Blossom, circling the toilet bowl. They are. I mean, you got Karl Rove attacking the alternative media and the Tea Party and Rand Paul and Ted Cruz, because we're the future, you're the past. You've got the entire hit parade of neocons attacking Matt Drudge and DrudgeReport.com, because Matt Drudge was the past, the present, and the future, because he likes liberty. He likes the truth. He likes the racy reality of standing up to tyranny. He's the future. He's independent. You're the past. I'm independent. I'm the future. You're the past. The wave of the future. And you know we're the wave of the future. And you don't like the wave of the future. You know you're stating a joke. I mean, somebody calls in and attacks me and says, I disagree with you. I don't run and try to hook up caller ID and then have private security go to the person's house. I don't sit here and get female employees at my office and call them up every night going, I'll give you a raise if you come over here and have sex with me. That's what Bill O'Reilly settled on out of court. I mean, he's a bully perv. You want to start a fight with me, punk? Huh? You punk? You think you can shove me around? You're a coward, and that's why you'll take me out of context and call for Facebook to censor myself and others. You want to use me as the poster boy of your censorship, of your attempt to extinguish the fire of liberty? Thank you for throwing me in that briar patch, pal. You're a coward, punk, rat bastard. Excuse me, I got a lot of news to cover, but I'm going to get to that later. I've had enough of it. I've had enough of these cowards up there, like both of these guys, Rachel Maddow and him. I'm sick of them. I'm tired of them. They don't have the will to actually debate me. Come on my show, punk. You're all, he's countless times, because I've been sent the clips, he goes, we don't know who this guy is that was on The View. We don't know who this guy is doing this. Nobody knows who he is. Because they don't even say who I am. when they put me up on TV and say, here's hate speech. I'm just hate speech. You know what my name is? My name is hate speech. O'Reilly has 3 million viewers, and that's been dropping. The point is, they just put the numbers up on screen, the latest Nielsen's. This guy thinks if he ignores us, that's how he suppresses the liberty movement. And then if he just occasionally plays clips out of context, he'll inoculate his audience into disliking us when all you did was send your moderately sized audience over to us, Bill. And by the way, some of the liberal sites posted it, and most of the conservatives and the liberals and libertarians, when I was reading the comments, unified and defended me. Only you could unify people. Only you, Bill O'Reilly. So thanks a lot. You actually do have somewhat of an audience from posing as a conservative. And so thank you for sending us your audience, just reminding them we're here so they come over to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I know it hurts you to do it. You've got Glenn Beck saying I'm a spooky fascist and a liar with no evidence. You've got Bill O'Reilly saying I'm hate speech and need to be shut down. You've got Rachel Maddow saying it's time to not give him attention. It's time to not listen to him. Please, Republicans, stop giving him power. What are you doing? Because I care about you, Republicans. I just whatever you do, don't talk about him. Don't listen to him. Listen, he's the kook saying the government can't be trusted. He's the kook saying there's tyranny. He's the kook saying they're buying billions of bullets and armored vehicles and preparing an illegal war. And if the people listen, we won't be able to have our takeover plan and stage a false flag and take over. This guy's kryptonite to us. This guy's like high noon to Count Dracula. Whatever you do, please bury him somehow. Stop him. Don't look at him. It's horrible. Oh, my gosh. She had a big graphic up there with my face saying, twisted. I'm twisted. Maybe I am twisted. That's why I can see all your crap. If I'm twisted, thank the Maker that I'm twisted. Thank Jehovah I'm twisted. Thank Yeshua I'm twisted. Thank Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, that I'm twisted. If I'm twisted, Lord, give me more twisting. Twist me up! We got a bunch of clips coming up. It's just that the reason you have the entire parade of narcissistic, sellout, cozied up to different arms of the establishment, different heads of the Hydra, they're to co-opt the liberty movement, and these people realize they're losing control of the narrative. That's why they're all panicking. They're sick of hearing about InfoWars.com. They're sick of hearing about DrudgeReport.com. Glenn Beck's smart. He's gone to become the leader of libertarians and, you know, what I was like 10 years ago on the radio. I mean, you know, he at least gets where the market's at. I'll take a mercenary like that any day. He's better than his old buddy O'Reilly. These two were supposedly best buddies I've seen Beck back on O'Reilly a few months ago, and O'Reilly was being mean to him, and Beck was turning red and laughing back at him. I mean, these guys aren't even nice to each other. How could you travel all over the country with somebody, say you're great buddies with them, and then sit there and snipe at each other because Fox and News Corp ordered them to against Glenn Beck? It's just they have no honor. There is no honor among thieves, as it said. And they're trying to steal your mind. They're trying to steal a real restoration, a revolution against tyranny. They want to shun it off down a black hole. They don't like the fact that InfoWars, they hate that, .com is setting the agenda more and more. Not setting a baloney division agenda, a distraction agenda, a divide and conquer agenda. They're mad because we are unifying liberty lovers of every race, color, creed, gender, ethnicity, sexual persuasion, whatever, around freedom. That's why they don't like us. That's why they're attacking, and we're giving people hope that we can beat the globalists, and we can create justice, and that we can have a future together. And that's why they're scared, because we carry the light of liberty in our hearts and souls. We come to defeat the New World Order, and all the enemies are showing themselves.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Again, Bill O'Reilly, you coward, you bully. So you and whoever you want, bare knuckles boxing match. Pay-per-view to the charity of our choices, 50-50 split. You're such a big tough guy. Maybe you'll send a security force down here to try to intimidate me. Hate speech, huh, punk? Till they got a hold of me. I used to help little old ladies across the street. I used used to help the blind to see. Oh, yeah. Because I read the papers. They won't be seen with me. Government orders midwives to spy on racist parents. You've heard over in England and Europe, they're saying everyone will have a social worker assigned, everyone that's in your life spying on you. And if you don't want totally open borders, and don't say that because racism's only by white people, that white people are inherently bad, then you will have your kids taken from you. That's a new breaking InfoWars.com story by Paul Joseph Watson. That's coming up. Let me get to this right now. Because this is breaking. Newsmax got the interview. House Judiciary Chairman to Newsmax, Holder should resign. Here's that clip.
Many Republicans have called for Eric Holder's resignation. Should he resign?
Well, last year in the last Congress, I co-sponsored a resolution calling for him to step down, and he has still not complied with the subpoena that was given to him with regard to the investigation of Fast and Furious, and the result of that is that his noncompliance, his having been held in contempt of the House of Representatives, all indicates to me his unwillingness to take responsibility for the actions in the Justice Department, his inability to provide leadership, and therefore...
he's providing leadership. All right, that's enough. That's hate speech. We should let him run Fast and Furious. We should let him fund Al-Qaeda. We should let him do all this stuff. I mean, leave the president alone. That's hate speech. That's what the Soviet Union developed, hate speech, where you're shut down and then basically once you're silenced, arrested for criticizing the government or any other corrupt group. And Bill O'Reilly thinks that's a great idea. I think that is very offensive. So there goes some hate speech right there. Now let's go to this Nixon and Obama. This article is Nixon Obama up on InfoWars.com. Here are the comparisons of Obama and Nixon. Now let's go ahead and play that.
I have to tell you, that is exactly the approach that the Nixon administration took.
Interesting.
I first learned from news reports.
I first learned about it from the same news reports that I think most people learned about this.
The comments I made during this period, the comments made by my press secretary in my behalf, were based on the information provided to us at the time we made those comments.
Keep in mind, by the way, these so-called talking points that were prepared pretty much matched the assessments that I was receiving at that time.
And had we not had that kind of security and that kind of secrecy that allowed for the kind of exchange that is essential,
leaks related to national security can put people at risk.
I must now turn my full attention, and I shall do so once again, to the larger duties of this office.
Others may get distracted by chasing every fleeting issue that passes by, but the middle class will always be my number one focus.
Yeah, well, you're trying to destroy them. There is one last line that President Obama hasn't used yet, and that's...
In any organization, the man at the top must bear the responsibility. That responsibility, therefore, belongs here, in this office.
I am not a crook. Yeah. That's revealing politics. Doing a great job. All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why the system fears the alternative media. Because we'll just show you how both parties are corrupt, out of control. And we're just looking for a few good men and women who care about their children's future in government, in corporations, in life, to lead the way out of this corrupt morass that we've entered. Now, when we come back, we've got one more clip. This is Demand Answers put out by Mitch McConnell. Leader of the Republicans in the Senate, and then I am the Senate, Obama would have us believe, but he is not all-powerful. And Obama is the nastiest expression of globalist tyranny I've ever seen because of the season we're in. But even though he's a power puppet, he must be politically destroyed. He must be politically annihilated to punish all these other crooks so that they fear the people and they fear justice.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Living on the edge.
We're going to our guest here in a moment. Groped her and her associate by the slave training department, the Toilet Safety Police, also known as the Pedophile Potbelly Enforcement Bureau, I mean TSA. That is coming up here in just one moment. She's also going to Bilderberg and going to be doing some work for Infowars.com. We're going to talk to Ashley Jessica here in just a moment. And the new magazine just got in. That's right, the June issue, the Bilderberg double cover, yet again, Elite Plan Global Takeover, and on the cover, we have Herr Schmidt there in the Bilderberg meeting with the silver platter. If you're a radio listener, you can go to Infowars.com/show and see the free video feed, and I'll be going over this magazine at the end of the hour, flipping through it for all the viewers out there, Infowars.com/show. And that will soon redirect to Infowars.com/Bilderberg, where we have a special page set up for Bilderberg coverage. The coverage is already going on. There's already a bunch of news breaking there. We already have a bunch of big news. Can't believe how much we've infiltrated Bilderberg. We've got all sorts of connections. It's ridiculous. See, as everyone begins to hate the establishment and really figure out they are crooks, they are authoritarian, I'm going to blow the whistle. You're going to have whistleblowing intensify worldwide as people get the fact that, hey, the government really is evil. These corporations are monopoly groups. They're teamed up with government to destroy my future. And they've been trying to intimidate all these liberty lovers and persecuting them. I'm going to join them in the fight. And the intimidation will then actually backfire. So that's coming up. But here is Mitch McConnell. Who, again, I don't fantasize that Mitch McConnell's going to save us. Hell, old Mitch McConnell tried to beat Rand Paul with Republican money and favored the banker-funded candidate in the Kentucky primary a few years ago. But Rand beat him, despite the Republican machine, and Rand basically talked to him behind the scenes, I'll just leave it at that, and said, look, you're not going to stop a freedom movement in this country. And the only hope the Republicans have is to stop being such complete sellouts. And Rand Paul has actually infiltrated them. They've not infiltrated him. And I've been told it's the same thing with Ted Cruz. That is yet to be seen, but I'm starting to believe it. And what I found is people just can't believe we can win. They can't believe we could reverse things. Well, my ancestors, all they did was win. Or they died trying. And I'm tired of this loser idea that we don't have any power and a bunch of globalist scum are better than us just because they've got the money. They've got the money through fraud. And they want to get rid of the free market and our ladder out of this so that they're up there and we're down here. I want to empower all of humanity. So that's coming up. But here's Mitch McConnell being forced to say demand answers so they get the political support to impeach and prosecute. And I'm telling you, folks, people now know that the IRS is a collection agency for the Federal Reserve. People now know that the ultra-rich are all exempt. It's the end of these people if you want it, if you believe it, if you decide you have power. I know why the yuppies decide they don't have power and just kind of lay in the ditch. Because they don't believe you can do anything. They have low esteem for themselves, so they just say, I'm just going to enjoy life, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. No, how about educate yourself, get informed, get involved. The animating contest of liberty is the stairway to the stars. And then eat, drink, and be merry in your off time. Work hard, play hard, win, win, win. You're not happy because you're jellyfish. You're not happy because you're seething with weakness instead of seething with power. And I mean love and goodness and also a healthy dose of being a little crazed. That's what it is to be human. That's why they want you dumbed down and sedate, because they know our natural order, and they sure know the people that colonized this country were some of the most crazed, wild-eyed, intelligent, free people out there. The globalists fancy themselves as cultured wild men. They are not. They are cultured scum in a culture of cess. We are the future, but we, the people that have empathy and care and who have goodwill, we must also tune into our resistance side and our animal war side to wage war with information and with focus and intellect, but with an overdriving electrical charge of annihilation against the enemy. Crush them. Crush them. I mean, that's all you've got to do is decide you are the future. I'm just sick of all this scum sucking off of us and then telling us it's a favor because they can't believe they've gotten away with all this. They're scared of us, and they want to stick their hands down our pants to break our will. We're going to our guest here in a moment because she's got a split in about 20 minutes to go to her college class. But right now, let's go ahead and go to Mitch McConnell. This is the type of TV ad we need to see. This is the type of stuff that will defeat the collectivists. If we don't defeat them, they're going to use their mass of dumbed-down serfs to take our guns, our property, our children, everything. They hate those of us that are successful. The minions of the globalists and the globalists themselves. We're stuck between corrupt elites that are threatened by goodness and beauty and honor and strength and real power and giant masses of thumb-sucking scum who are victims and handicapped, basically, that I want to empower. But we may not be able to empower them. So we've got to take over the system now. We either take the system back or we're slaves. And I am not getting on my knees to suck the boots of lesser men. You understand that? I want to be able to be in a free society and be involved in free expression and free society and hang around who I want and live where I want and do what I want and worship what I want and build what I want and not have a bunch of scum on my back. Let's go to this clip and then we'll go to our guest.
Hear from Republican leader of the U.S. Senate, Mitch McConnell.
Again and again, this administration and its allies have used the resources of the government itself to intimidate or silence those who question or oppose it. I don't know about you, but I think that the leader of the free world and his advisors have better things to do than dig through other people's tax returns.
A number of Tea Party groups had complained, and Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell wrote to the IRS to complain that they were being harassed.
There's absolutely no targeting.
2012.
Here, dozens of Tea Party affiliated groups across the country learned what it was like to draw the attention of the speech police when they received a lengthy questionnaire from the IRS demanding, listen to this, demanding attendance lists, meetings transcripts, and donor information. Now, what they're trying to do is intimidate donors to outside groups that are critical of the administration. You know, they've got the IRS, the SEC, and other agencies going after contributors.
The Internal Revenue Service admitted today that some of its employees targeted conservative political groups.
This is outrageous.
I told you this years ago, folks. This goes to conspiracy
theorists. The Internal Revenue Service to target.
There is a culture of intimidation throughout the administration.
IRS began singling out Tea Party. You have any kind of conservative leaning background, affiliation, they're going to target you and come after you. This is speculation.
Well, yeah, they take their kids. This still they arrest homeschoolers.
The things that drive the Obama economy, and they drive an ideological agenda that, as we have seen again and again, has little regard for those who dissent. No president from either party is more powerful than the Constitution of the United States.
Today, Lerner will invoke her Fifth Amendment right and refuse to answer questions.
I will not answer any questions or testify about the subject matter of the committee's meeting.
Didn't know at that time.
I'm not aware of that.
I don't know. I don't know. I have no memory of anyone doing that.
I didn't know that.
I'm not personally responsible. Do you believe it is illegal?
I don't believe it is.
But when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
What does the president believe? Does the president believe that would be illegal? The law here? Well, the law is irrelevant.
The law is irrelevant. Intimidation, retaliation, secretive.
Our enemies, and we're going to reward our friends.
Yeah, we'll go after our enemies, reward our friends. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the issue. If the Republicans actually burn Obama for this, it will set a precedent where they can't get away with it. I got to say, Republicans don't usually use the IRS against people since Nixon. And then that was about 100 enemies. Folks, everyone I know that's a pro-lifer, a pastor, even people that are pro-government get audited and told, watch what you say and we'll leave you alone, to scare people. This is the essence of oppression. Some of those IRS people, including the IRS director, you know, Aaron Dykes and the crew went out a few years ago when they did a press conference and they intimidated him and tried to send police after him for asking questions about the Federal Reserve being private. These are people that bug their eyes out at you and try to have men in black intimidate you because they know what they're doing is wrong. And that's what the TSA is all about. Our government publicly runs Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria now. That's on record. And finally, you know, Rand Paul's talking about it, saying, why are we funding Al-Qaeda? And then when you go to the airport, they single out, I've seen it, attractive women especially. Or if it's guys that are, you know, walking around Nelly as it gets, you know, they see guys they like, they single you out. And they literally salivate when they do this. Now, others don't like doing it, but it's, quote, their job. They'll do fake pat-downs. I've seen it done. I've had it done in my crew where they act like they're touching you and going, I don't like doing this. They actually talk under their breath, like ventriloquist. Oh, I hear you. I don't like this. I'm a listener. It's just a good paying job. We want to unionize. We don't want to have to do this. I've been told that scores of times. But it doesn't matter. The supervisors are the ones that get off on it. And her story from Infowars.com went viral. Dozens of newspapers picked it up. Anti-TSA activist, TSA agent groped my vagina is the headline. Woman complains of sexual molestation after frothing TSA opt-out protest. After fronting TSA opt-out protest. But the point is, an activist I guess Watson wrote this, I guess that's a British way to say it, an activist who fronted a national TSA, kind of led a national TSA opt-out campaign last year, has released a video of a pat-down during which she accused the TSA agent of touching her. And now that video has gone viral and has been picked up again by New York Daily News, the Daily Mail, you name it. But she was then interviewed by several TV networks, and it never aired. And the point is if they can take your kids to a private room or take your kids and pull their shirt off or grab their groin or even go in your pants and then deny it or then say it's okay, and then Texas tries to pass a law saying you can't do it. Huffington Post covered it. Ashley Jessica, student activist, says she was violated during TSA pat-down in the video. They all picked it up. And then if they can normalize this, they can get away with it anywhere. The highways, the roads, you name it, and it's now starting. It's about government treating you that you're all suspects, you're all criminals. This is what prisoners have to be groped like this in medium and maximum security prisons. So this is turning everything into a giant prison with Walmart telescreens saying watch your neighbors. And so we take you now to Ashley Jessica. Ashley, thanks for coming on with us. What do you make of this becoming a big story? And then what do you make of CNN and others interviewing you but not airing it?
I'm completely in shock that this has become such a big story because of all of the other abuses that the TSA has engaged in over the past few years. You know, where was the mainstream media coverage when the TSA was humiliating cancer survivors or exposing people's breasts? You know, puncturing people's urostomy bags. Like, why wasn't that completely blown up in the media? I feel like they are latching on to this. They're trying to make it seem like I've blown everything out of proportion. They're overstating the claims that I have made about this. All I said was that she touched my vagina. You can clearly see her hand make contact with that area in the video. After she does it, she says, I'm going to explain to you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go all the way up your leg until my hand meets resistance. It's going to hit first and then come back down. She's very vocal about what she's going to do. Basically, this is a pat-down that happens quite frequently. This isn't anything out of the ordinary.
Oh, no, I've witnessed people grab, you know, Jesse Ventura's genitals, and then even what really made him mad was go back, you know, into his gluteus maximus. And people say, oh, you ought to pay for that. It is a violation. If somebody did this to you in a park, they'd get 15 years in prison, but they're doing it to make sure there's not a Bin Laden in your pants.
Exactly.
Ashley, is Bin Laden hiding in your underwear?
No, he is not. They actually didn't find him during the search, shockingly enough.
Well, every criminal says they're innocent.
Right. And they haven't found any weapons in women's underwear or anyone's underwear for that matter with all of these rope downs and all of the enhanced security that's been implemented.
Have you ever gone through it where they're clearly enjoying it?
Last year in Virginia, I had a TSA agent who ordered me around like a prisoner. It seemed like she was enjoying the power of it all. She was the one who told me she's going to touch my behind over and over again until I don't flinch.
Oh, no, it's bizarre.
It's completely bizarre.
I mean, I had a guy pat me down, and, I mean, he was just ready to go. I mean, it was smacking, talking to me in my purring voice, and I was just like, this is beyond bizarre. I mean, it's incredible.
It is, and, I mean, these TSA agents, they were polite. But she still touched my vagina with her hand. So some people are saying, oh, you know, they were polite. You're making too big a deal of it. I don't care how polite you are. That is a violation.
Well, Miss USA said they went in her pants and in her body and broke down crying. They've had airline pilots till they revolted and said, we were allowed to fly the plane. You're going to do this to us. You know, their union said no, so they quit. They had guys going, having to go home and having to vomit. Because this is a form of rape. That's what it is.
It's completely out of control. I'm in shock that this is considered normal. To even have to be searched if innocent people are being searched without probable cause, and we've headed into tyranny.
Well, listen, Jesse Ventura is a really nice, I've got to know him really well, but really aggressive guy. And, you know, a normal aggressive guy is not going to have some man putting his hand up. I mean, and Turner's like, I'm leaving this country, East Germany. Because it's normal to not want someone to literally go in between your butt cheeks. I mean, I'm sorry to have to talk like this, but it's weird. I mean, it's weird.
It's bizarre. I mean, I've been getting so much support and so many people thanking me for doing this, but other people are saying, because I was filming the pat down, I was instigating it, I was looking for trouble, which is completely not true.
Well, it's a good thing you were wearing baggy pants. If you were wearing a skirt, they would have said you were asking to be raped.
I mean, yeah. People have said things like that before.
Don't wear lipstick, honey. You're the one asking for it.
Exactly. Saying I'm asking for attention by this. No, I had my camera rolling because last year in Virginia, as soon as my brother turned on his camera, everything changed. I was given a very respectful pat down on camera in which she didn't even come near my private parts. And she said, when we opted out, she said, I just have to let you know that you're going to be given an extensive pat down and I'm going to have to go all the way up your leg with my hand.
That's right.
Until the thigh meets the torso.
That's right. Go in a radiation machine. Let us save the naked image, which they've been caught doing. Or let me look inside your area.
Right. So, of course, after she said that, I'm going to want to film and I'm going to want to warn them.
No, but see how you're even responding to the trolls? That's why the mainstream media is dying. Because they're attacking a woman, having her private parts grabbed, and everybody knows this is wrong.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Coming up, I'm going to get into the latest on the economy, the latest on IRS, Spygate, Benghazi Gate, your phone calls in the next hour, and we have an in-studio guest who was censored by Facebook, but Bill O'Reilly thinks that's just great and says they should censor the alternative media more. And then I'm the person that needs to be censored, number one, because I'm angry. I'm angry about all this corruption. I'm trying to get people motivated. That's just terrible. We should only watch MSNBC and Bill O'Reilly. That's right. Rachel Maddow and Bill O'Reilly, they're all attacking. They've got Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, not even so much Esquire. I don't know they've done that. GQ. Man, I'm getting called by all sorts of people that have known me over the decades. Well, I'm getting all these media calls. I mean, they're like, dig something up. And I have nothing to be ashamed of, folks. Whatever they dig up, if they spin it or whatever, it's not true or it's exaggerated. Because I sit there and think, what have I done? What's wrong? And I'm like, it's the opposite. If people knew my past, my history, it sounds like a movie. And so it's like, well, they're just going to discover. Anyways, the point is that the new magazine is out. And I'm going to cover it in the next hour for TV viewers and radio listeners. But it's the double cover, Bilderberg edition. You can see the cover at InfoWarsStore.com with the head of Google on the cover. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it at that. Going back to somebody who I just love the work she's been doing on so many issues, Ashley Jessica has helped lead the national opt-out demonstrations the last few years. That's what Watson means by fronting in his headline, fronting the national opt-out. And if they can get away with the TSA, they can get away with anything. Now, Ashley, I've been throwing out some of the points here. Your YouTube is youtube.com/user/ Miss Ashley Jessica.
Yeah.
Your Twitter is Ashley Jessica, so twitter.com/AshleyJessica. But what are points you think are important to get across here?
First of all, one thing I want to say is that, you know, sometimes they only just have the metal detector line open, and they shuffle people through that. People go through, you know, no problems, and then suddenly they decide certain people need to go through the scanner. And if they don't go through the scanner or get patted down, they are suddenly a security risk. It's a completely arbitrary process. It's nothing more than security theater. It's just completely out of control. The main point is that we cannot normalize this type of treatment. There is no excuse for people to be putting their hands anywhere near someone's private areas in the name of protecting national security.
Well, it makes you all guilty now. Again, it's prisoner training, and the government runs Al-Qaeda now. I'm thinking about a national demonstration with a fact sheet with mainstream headlines about the government funding Al-Qaeda, running Al-Qaeda, protecting Al-Qaeda. And then hand those out at the airports, like you've done. You've led protests handing out info at the airport.
Exactly. I handed out flyers about the health risks associated with the body scanners. Some people think now that because the backscatter scanners are going to be phased out, that the millimeter scanners are safe. And the TSA tells everyone, she told me she's required to tell me that it gives off less radiation than a cell phone. But in fact, it has never been independently certified as safe for anybody. And the independent research shows that the terahertz radio waves can unzip DNA. So that doesn't sound too comforting to me. I don't want a chance going through that.
And again, remember 4 years ago when I started really focusing on this and Drudge started posting my articles almost every week or sometimes every day? And it became a big national story. They would say, we're not groping anybody. We don't take old people in private rooms and strip them. We don't make old people get out of wheelchairs that can't walk. And then it was video after video showing how they're liars. It is a criminal takeover.
Yeah. And I get emails from people who are rape survivors telling me that they're afraid to go to the airport because they don't want to be touched like that. Imagine how triggering and re-traumatizing that can be for someone who is a victim of sexual assault.
They've had top psychologists say it's training little kids to be touched. You teach them, don't touch you unless it's a perv in a uniform. And there's the videos of them stripping little kids, going in babies' diapers. This is a joke. This is over the top.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.